Tiny computer has enormous potential. The Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California, has a new addition, one that is at the cutting edge of new computer technology. It isn't a breakthrough new powerhouse in computing, but instead a computer so small that one of the devices can sit on the edge of a coin. The Michigan Micromote, M3, is being touted as the world's smallest computer and is in a good position to defend the title. Being measured in millimeters, it may be difficult to acknowledge the specialized devices as actual computers. As explained by Professor David Blau, one of the researchers who worked on the project, to be complete, a computer system must have an input of data, the ability to process that data, meaning process and store it, make decisions about what to do next, and ultimately, the ability to output the data. The sensors are the input, and the radios are the output. The other key to being a complete computer is the ability to supply its own power. The M3 is powered by the Phoenix processor, a minuscule chip with a size of only 915 by 915 square micrometers that is capable of switching to a standby mode, reducing its already negligible power draw even further. Blau also explained the importance of Phoenix's extreme energy efficiency. As you shrink down in size, the percentage of the system tends to be dominated by the battery. It's actually not hard to make chips small, but it is hard to make them low power. We could have very small chips, but we'd still end up with really large batteries. With an average standby power consumption of only 2 nanoamperes, the M3 is able to use a small 1 square millimeter photovoltaic cell to be self-sustaining. This solar cell can produce 20 nanowatts to power the battery with ambient, artificial light, allowing the computer to run perpetually. These tiny computers are specialized in what they can do. Thus far, researchers have outfitted the M3 with sensors for temperature, pressure and imaging. The M3 also has the ability to communicate with other motes and self-organize into ad hoc networks. While the M3 can currently only transmit data with other motes within 2 meters, researchers hope to extend this up to 20 meters in the near future. Aside from having the potential to create James Bond-esque insect-sized surveillance devices, applications of the technology are numerous, even in this early stage of development. Examples range from discrete home monitoring to medical implants that can observe a patient's condition in real time. Imagine a battlefield scattered with this smart dust that is able to give real-time updates to soldiers and strategists, or low-cost networked inventory management using pressure sensors. The possibilities might be as large in their impact as the M3 is small. Watch the video below for more information, and check the University of Michigan's Electrical Engineering and Computer Science article for more images and details.